My name is Gülin Bülbüloğlu. I am from Turkey. I was born in the northern eastern side of Turkey, which is on the Black Sea in a small town. The first time that I came to the US, I was actually 18 years old. I came through a cultural exchange program and I visited Washington, D.C. and Tulsa, Oklahoma. I went to a private school, so I had friends I was very, very close with. So we went to each other's house and we met outside to, you know, go play or go shopping. And I also spent a lot of time with my relatives, like my grandparents and my aunts and uncles, because that's kind of part of life in Turkey. You're always seeing your relatives on the weekends and during weekdays, and your grandparents. If my mom and my dad, they were at work and I was coming home a little bit early from school, I would just go to my grandparents' house. I would watch cartoons and always get special treatment because, you know, I was the granddaughter. In terms of overall living, people live a lot closer to each other in Turkey, as in your family and even your neighbors. So if you are sick, your whole neighborhood knows. So they come to your door, they bring you soup and they ask if you're okay. They ask if you need anyone to help you with grocery shopping. Here you have your own place and people will still be happy to help you if you ask them to. But I think it's a little bit more individual living here as opposed to in Turkey. Your whole family is sometimes too much involved in your life, so it could be good and bad. I did a summer college internship at Walt Disney World in Florida. So there was an international college program and I worked with people from all around the world, including the US. And I met my husband there. This was in 2010. And I was still in college back then in Turkey. So I came back for about 5 years. I was still in Turkey, but I was still talking to my now husband through internet and everything. And after 5 years, we decided to get married. So that's how I moved to Pittsburgh. I've had a lot of trips to the US. So I have been to Washington, D.C., Oklahoma, Florida, Arizona, all around, but it was very paperwork heavy because you have to, you know, apply for a visa and then provide paperwork, go to an interview. So when I was immigrating, we did a lot more paperwork that we had to do beforehand while I was in the US as well to get my permanent residency card, which is known as the green card. That was kind of the only challenge, but other than that, it was a very good experience overall. I think one of the biggest differences is that there are so many options of everything in the US. I remember the first time that I have been to a department store or Target or Walmart. I don't even remember which one it was, but I remember seeing the cereal aisle and there were so many different types of cereal and so many different types of Pop-Tarts and so many different types of everything. All the aisles were huge and you could find anything you can imagine. So that still, it amazes me how many different options there are for everything. I guess another thing that people would say a lot is when you go to a restaurant, the portions are probably twice as big as they would be in Turkey. I believe there is a good amount of Turkish people in Pittsburgh, and I think it's kind of divided into categories. There's a lot of Turkish people that are studying in universities or their professors or their physicians. There's also a lot of Turkish community of restaurant owners, from what I can understand. There's a lot of pizza shops that are owned by Turkish people, and there's a lot of other types of restaurants that are owned by Turkish people. I never actively reached out to the Turkish community, or I didn't really feel the need yet, but maybe I will do so in the future if I am reminiscing or if I'm craving something from Turkey or just need someone to talk too about nostalgic Turkish things, but yeah, there's a good amount of people that are from Turkey here.